Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Ann Rata. I am here with my partner, Unlata. And we are delighted to greet you in this beautiful temple of transparency. It is a vast temple of light that you have entered with us on more than one occasion. But as we told you in the light conference, that you will notice that there is a difference here now. The amplification of the light energies have accelerated. So you are now experiencing yourself in a light body in the eighth and ninth dimensions. Of course, this temple of transparency carries a much more accelerated frequency of many dimensions. But at this time, you would be more comfortable in the environment that we have programmed into this temple of transparency for this visit. You will notice that you have entered into this great hall, and there are many seats arranged for you at the entry level of this temple. Seated around you at various levels are the Lords of Light, the Elohim, the Archangels, the Ascended Masters, many of whom guided you throughout these last 5 years. Also seated in this grand temple are all of the Syrian members from all of the star systems of Sirius, the Pleiadians from the seven stars of Pleiades. The Arcturians, who are in close proximity to you often to show you the way to ascension. And in addition to these grand members who have been with you in your crucible for 5 years of your time, are many of your own personal guides and angels who have come to be with you in this grand graduation ceremony. They have come to be with you and to congratulate you for a job well done. They have also come to witness this grand event. So there is much excitement within this crucible at this time. So I will step aside now and turn this over to Unlata. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Unlata. I am here to represent the all that is as the divine feminine. There is a unity status that has been achieved by every member of our beloved human community and has been supported for a very long time by every member of the crucible that Anratha has introduced. So now it is my honor to introduce Lord Metatron.